Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is February 27th, 1952, and the title is The Flame Riders. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar corn pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's
Sugar Corn Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of the Flame Riders. Say, boys and girls, if your mom asks you what you'd like to have for breakfast tomorrow, put in your order for delicious new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Good as they are right out of the box, these crispy, crunchy sugar corn pops just can't be beat for flavor in a bowl with milk in the morning. And no sugar needed. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are already sweetened for you. Just right. Now, let's listen. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his faithful saddle partner Jingles were months out of their Abilene headquarters. They had jumped from one hornet's nest of sizzling lead to another as they answered each desperate call for help. Then came the fateful message, which was to pit all of Wild Bill's courage and cunning against the viciousness of the Flame Riders.
See him anymore. They dropped their torches.
Keep after him, Jingles. Watch the rifle flash.
Now they've stopped shooting.
Yeah, and they're spreading out up there in those rocks.
We'll never catch them tonight, Bill.
All right, pull up, partner. Whoo, Buckshot, whoo.
Oh, Joker. Doggone it, Bill. They got away from us slicker than a black cat in a thunderstorm.
Yeah, but there's one thing I can't understand.
Oh, what's that?
There were only four of them. The sheriff said there was a big gang.
Well, maybe he was just guessing.
Maybe. Maybe they split up on us tonight.
Oh, why would they do that?
There's your answer, Jingles.
Yeah, more shooting. Bill! Bill, look at the floor of the valley. Another fire.
And that's where we'll find the rest of the gang, if we're not too late.
Come on. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Jeff, Joker, you heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha! Another homesteader's place.
That's why they split up on us.
Yeah, but we can't be everywhere at once.
There they are, Jingles, circling around the other side of the fire. Let's get them. Hi, Buckshot, hi.
Bill, there's too many of
them. Got to catch one of them and take his mask off. That's the only way to find out who's behind this.
Yeah, but how are you going to get one out of 20?
Now what?
Bill, behind us. It's them other four we was chasing. Now we're caught between them.
Stand your ground and shoot it out, partner. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa,
boy.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa. All right, you masked polecats. Come on.
Steady, boy. You spoil my aim.
You got one of them, Bill. And now the rest are running away.
Let them go, Jingles. We'll unmask this one and make him give us a line on who's leading those Flame Riders. Come on, Buckshot.
Hop, Joker. That makes four fires so far, don't it, Bill?
That's right. Three before we got here.
Sure looks like somebody was after those homesteaders. I wonder why.
Well, let's see if this Jasper can tell us. Who, Buckshot? Who, boy?
Oh, steady, Joker. Oh, Billy ain't moving much.
Pull him over, partner, and get that mask off.
Yeah. Well, he ain't gonna tell us nothing.
You're right. That leaves us right where we started.
Yeah, nowhere. Wonder if the sheriff could identify him.
Tie him across my saddle, Jingles, while I have a look around the fire. Then we'll take him into town. The sheriff ought to be up by the time we get there.
Mighty strange around this town.
What's that, partner?
Well, the sun ain't no more and just poked its head above the sage. Already there's more people roaming the streets than you'd see at a free barbecue.
Yeah, I noticed that, Jingles. Ooh, Buckshot, steady boy.
Whoa, Joker. You want me to bring this, this poor fella in for the sheriff to identify?
No, Jingles, you leave him there. We'll bring the sheriff out and he can take him over to the morgue.
After he tells us who he is, you mean?
Yeah, if he can. The varmint's the only evidence we have so far.
Yeah, and if he don't lead us to something, we're still up a tree high as a possum hiding from a bobcat.
Hold it, Jingles. Sounds like the sheriff's got trouble of his own.
Yeah.
Well, let's go in and see if we can help him.
Well, I'm telling you this, Sheriff. If something isn't done mighty quick about these night ride marauders, we're going to have a new man packing that store you're wearing.
Well, I told you, Bigger. I've got Wild Bill Hickok on the job.
Howdy, gents. Sorry to break up your little fracas.
Yeah, it sure seems a shame to stop such a friendly conversation. But we got business to tend to.
Business? Wild Bill, did you catch him?
Well, Sheriff, I wouldn't say we exactly caught them, but I've got one of them out here for you to look at.
You got one of them?
Yeah, but he won't be much good in the conversation. He's right outside there on the back of the... Hey, Bill!
What's going on out there?
What the tarnation?
They stole the evidence, Bill! They're getting away!
Come on, after them.
Hey, hold that blame tongue shooting at them.
Well, remember that hog leg and help them out, Sheriff!
Howdy, Wranglers. This is your old corral pal, Panhandle Jim. Say, guess who's sitting here in my lap right now? Andy Devine. That's right, partners. That is Andy Devine's picture on this big yellow box of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. By jingo, it looks so real, it's almost as though we were right here. While I was chomping on my sugar corn pops here listening to the show, I noticed what a good picture that really is. Same with a picture of Guy Madison on my other box here. And something else I noticed, besides how mighty good sugar corn pops always taste, Wild Bill's famous gun cutouts on the backs of these big yellow Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops packages are really great. One of these gun cutouts is just like my six-shooter. Yes, sirree. You'll sure want to make a collection of all these different guns, because they're right, right smart. Now, how about a little Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops music?
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Just about when Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were going to ask the sheriff to identify the dead flame rider, a gang of riders stole the body and rode out of town in a hail of lead.
Hold your fire, gents. They're gone. I'm getting up a posse to go after them.
And blundering fools. If I ran my bank like you operate your business, I'd go broke in 10 minutes.
Now, hold on, Mr. Bigger. You ain't got no call to climb our backs and rake your spurs.
I take it you're the town banker, Mr. Bigger.
Yes, I am. And my bank holds the mortgages on those homesteads.
Mortgages? On homesteads? Huh, Bill, that don't sound right.
And it does when every last one of those homesteaders had to borrow himself into a deep furrow to stock and plant his farm.
Oh? Did they have to do that?
They sure did, Jingles.
Yeah. And if these flame riders keep on every night, they won't have nothing left. My mortgages won't be worth the paper they're written on.
That's so, Mr. Bigger?
Of course it's so.
You'd still have the land, free and clear.
And what's the good of that?
That's what I mean to find out.
Well, you'd better be out chasing those sidewinders that just stole that corpse right out from under your nose. The people in this valley are not going to do much blundering around from you from now on.
Woo-wee! Short-fused gent like that hadn't ought to be wearing those celluloid collars.
He's been raw-hiding the life out of me about these fires and killings.
Sheriff, you got any idea who's behind this?
It's all a plain attempt to ruin the homesteaders. Make them give up and get up and leave.
That's plain enough, but why?
Well, now, Bill, I ain't saying this is true, and I ain't saying it ain't. I ain't even saying I heard it right.
So far, you ain't saying nothing.
Well, I'm getting round to it.
So's judgment.
Hold it, Jingles. What's on your mind, Sheriff?
Well, I heard a rumor, just a rumor, mind you, that the railroad was coming through this valley.
The railroad?
Yep. That give you any ideas, Hickok?
If that's true, it gives us a motive for somebody to go after the homesteaders, all right.
Hey, what's that?
Bill, at the window.
Outside, quick.
Well, I'll be a mud turtle got clean away. Not a sign of anybody here. But that sneaking, peeking Tom was sure listening to every word we said.
We've got somebody watching us mighty close, partner. Looks like they're getting awfully anxious.
Well, I wish they'd come out in the open and fight it out.
Maybe we can force them out, Sheriff.
Well, you better do it fast, Hickok. I forgot to tell you they're all gathering in town this afternoon in a mass meeting. Look up the street. Some's in already.
Well, what for, Sheriff?
They're planning to take the law into their own hands. And if they do, there'll be more killings than you can say a prayer over. Nobody will be safe.
We'll have to stop that. Who's the leader of the homesteaders?
A fellow named of Charlie Salvers. Lived just t'other side of Buzzard's Pass a mile or two. Why?
I'm going out there to talk to him.
But, Bill, he'll be in at the meeting this afternoon, won't he?
That'll be too late, Jingles. Come on, let's go.
Well, if you're going through the pass to see Charlie, watch your step. They don't call it Buzzard's Pass for nothing.
Thanks for the tip, Sheriff. We'll be back for that meeting this afternoon. Let's go, Buckshot.
Yeah, and we ain't there on time. Chalk up two more for Buzzard's Pass. Oh, Bill, couldn't we go another way that might take us through some place called Butterfly Heaven or something like that, huh, Bill? Bill, is that Buzzard's Pass just ahead of us?
That's it, partner, but don't let it worry you.
No, it doesn't worry me. Not at all. Not even a little teensy-weensy little bit. No, sir. Not a bit.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Well, now, doggone it, Bill. I got that hair standing up on the back of my neck again. I can just feel somebody staring down a rifle barrel that's leveled right at my gizzard.
Could be, partner. Somebody's keep mighty close check on our movements. Looks like they'd be proud to get us out of the way.
No, now, don't you talk like that, Bill. Bill!
Looks like you were right, Jingles.
Way up on the hill!
Too far away, Jingles. Fight up these ponies and let's get through the pass. Hi, Buckshot, hi!
Jump, Joker! Get me out of here! Ha, ha, ha!
Another glass of milk, Jingles? You look like you need something to settle your nerves.
Oh, I don't mind if I do. Thank you, Charlie.
Just what do these night riders do when they attack, Charlie?
Well, first, they wait till it's most 2 a.m. when it's darkest. Then they come riding up in a body wearing masks and carrying torches.
Just like a masquerade party, huh?
Yeah. Only this ain't no party.
Go on, Charlie.
Then part of them surrounds the house to make sure nobody don't get out. One of them raps on the door and calls the homesteader out.
Then what?
Then the leader, a big voice, mean sounding hombre, tells the homesteader to pack up and get.
What about those that won't leave?
The raiders ransack the house, set torches the whole place, house, barn, haystacks. Oh, the worst Indian raids was never like this.
What's this meeting about, do you know?
Sure. We're taking up a collection of money to hire gun slicks.
You mean you're going to hire killers out here?
That's what I was afraid of. That's the wrong way, Charlie. Come on, let's get to that meeting. We got to stop this.
All right, now, hold your horses. Settle down. Settle down. We ain't gonna get nothing decided while you're yapping like a pack of coyotes around a carcass.
And what's the sheriff and Wild Bill Hickok got to say about all this, Charlie?
I'll tell you what I got to say, Mr. Bigger. These men are putting their heads in a noose by taking the law into their own hands.
That's right, mister. I've been standing here watching every one of them put his last cent of cash in that hat that's going around. That money's going to bring in hired gunslicks to come here and ruin your valley.
Well, we ain't standing still for no more of these raids. The sheriff ain't done nothing about it, and you ain't neither, Hickok.
Looks like he got you told, Hickok.
He sure did.
Hold that, gents.
Hold it, nothing. Gents, listen to me. You're right about these muddling star packers. They've done nothing to help you.
That's right. We're hiring the best man-killers we can find in Ellsworth and Dodge City to come and clean out these flame riders.
Now, just a minute.
Quiet!
Now, Wild Bill's got something else to say, and you'd better listen. And the first man that opens his mouth's going to get it filled with my fist.
Never mind, Jingles. Gents, I'd like to have one more chance.
Yeah? And what would you do with it, Hickok?
Just this. Charlie's got all the money you've collected. Let him hold it over tonight at his house. I go there and stay with him. And I'll be responsible for every cent of it. And if I don't have those raiders for you by tomorrow sunup, you can send for your gun slicks.
How you figure to catch them, Hickok?
Yeah, Hickok. You got a plan up your sleeve?
If I did, Mr. Bigger, I'd be a fool to tell the world about it, wouldn't I?
Well, you could tell us. We're all honest men.
Maybe. But how do I know the ringleader of these raiders isn't right here in this room?
Yeah, how do we know that, huh? Just show him to me, Bill, and I'll blast his buttons loose from his vest.
No, Jingles. Tonight should give us the proof we need.
Well, gents, what do you say to Wild Bill's proposition?
Just one more night.
Yeah. If anybody's place gets burned down tonight, Hickok, we'll be coming after you instead of those raiders.
Bill, I don't like the sound of that. You sure you know what you're doing?
I hope so, Jingles.
Well, if your plan don't work, we can wind up awful dead.
Well, bless my boots, partners. I just got to thinking, maybe some of you ranchers who never tasted Kellogg's new sugar corn pops before might be wondering about them. Wondering which sugar corn pops you eat out of the box like candy and which sugar corn pops you eat out of the bowl with milk. Well, here's the story. Kellogg's sugar corn pops is a new two-way cereal that's already sweetened for you. Yes, Siri, by jingle. Every single crispy, crunchy sugar corn pops got the sweetening already on it. So you can eat every single Kellogg sugar corn pops two ways. Out of the box for snacks or out of the bowl for breakfast. That's what makes Kellogg sugar corn pops so downright two-way delicious. Get a load of those new big yellow Kellogg sugar corn pops packages and try them. You'll see what I mean. Just like the song says.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
When nighttime came, it found Wild Bill, Jingles, and Charlie Salvers sitting around the table in Charlie's kitchen, with the box of homesteaders' money on top of the table between their coffee cups.
Bill, why'd you ever think up this crazy scheme?
What's crazy about it, Jingles?
Oh, sitting here with this box full of money is like plunking yourself down on a powder keg with a short fuse sputtering.
Have some more coffee, Jingles. It'll keep you awake so you can see the fireworks.
I'm so awake now I look like a hooty owl in a persimmon tree. What are you thinking, Bill?
I figure the best way to catch flies is with sugar, Jingles.
Well, if you're calling that box of money sugar, I gotta... Bill, don't turn around now, but that same face I saw at the sheriff's office is staring in the window.
Has he got a gun pointed at my back?
No, but he's sure looking around this room.
Then pay no attention to him, partner.
Uh-oh, he's gone. Now what?
Now we wait some more. You might light a couple of more lamps, Jingles, and when I see the word, put them in the window.
More lamps? Now that's the silliest thing I ever heard. You want to show them how to get in here to steal this money?
Sure.
I'll get the lamps, Mr. Hickok.
Thanks, Charlie.
I wish I knew what was going on around here.
You will soon enough, partner.
I hear them coming, Mr. Hickok.
That's right, Charlie. Right on time.
They're coming here. They're coming after the money. Where's my rifle? Get your six guns, Bill.
All that, Jingles. Now settle down.
Well, what do you think I am? A little lamb just sitting waiting for the slaughter?
All right, Jingles. Put those lamps in the window.
What? And get them shot out of my hand? Oh, all right.
They're getting anxious, Mr. Hickok.
All right, stand behind me, Charlie. Jingles, you take the other side. Don't shoot till I say so.
All right, Hickok. Come on out before we blast you to kingdom come.
Looking for somebody, gents?
That's him, boss. Let me plug him.
You gents come to talk or to fight?
Hickok, I'll give you 10 to have that money out here and in my hand.
And I'll give you 3 to give up. Drop your guns and surrender to the law, mister.
Yeah, and you better be quick about it, because I count awful fast. 1 for the money. 2 for the show. 3.
Who does that big stuffed up brown teddy bear think he's kidding?
All right, gent, you're dropping those guns.
All right, plug him, boys. Well, shoot, you fool.
Well, it don't look like none of your hooted hyenas got a hankering to exchange lead with Wild Bill Hickok, mister. And that's where they're smarter and I give them credit for when you rode up.
All right, mister, you're through. Your time's run out. All right, Sheriff, round them up.
Boss, they tricked us. We're surrounded.
Well, now, Bill, why didn't you say it? The sheriff had him staked out. Boy, oh, boy, look at those masked mavericks. Run for cover.
Looks like that's got them all, Mr. Hickok.
Yeah, where's that big Jasper that was spouting off like a howling?
Get me, Hickok.
There he goes, Bill.
No, you don't, mister. Now come down off of that horse.
Hey, let go of me.
You've been long overdue for this, mister.
That's the one, Bill.
Now get up and let's get that hood off. I want to see what you look like.
Bill, he's got a derringer up his sleeve.
That was your last play, mister. Now get up. Now let's get that hood off.
Bill, it's the banker.
Mr. Bigger.
Yeah, gents. There's the coyote that's been leading your flame riders.
Give them to us, Bill. We'll take them out and string them up so high, the buzzards will have to fly up to get at him.
No, Charlie. The law can take care of him from now on out. All right, gents. Charlie, we'll give you all your money back. You won't need to hire any gun slicks to protect your homestead now.
Yeah. Now Bigger and his gang are headed for the state penitentiary, where they'll trade in their black hoods for black and white striped suits.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you today. We'll be with you again on Friday, right, Andy?
Right, Guy. And if you folks want a real action-packed story of Wild Bill Hickok fighting a band of young outlaws, just you listen to Fightin' the Bits.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Herb Butterfield, Ralph Moody, Jim Nusser, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok goes fighting the bits. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. Thank you.
welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, it's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.